WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, settle in because tonight we're talking about something super important. To leap. Yeah, I know, it seems pretty basic, right? But hear me out, in today's world, with our non-stop hustle and ever-present tech, getting a good night's sleep can feel like an Olympic sport. Ever find yourself tossing and turning, staring at the ceiling while your mind's racing like a hamster on a wheel? Trust me, I get it. But here's the thing, healthy bedtime habits aren't just about finding a comfy pillow, they're about setting yourself up for success, both mentally and physically. And guess what? They're totally doable even when you're constantly on the go. First things first, let's talk about consistency. Think of your sleep schedule like a finely tuned machine, it needs regularity to run smoothly. Aim for the same bedtime and wake-up time every day, even on weekends. This helps regulate your body's natural sleep-wake cycle, aka your circadian rhythm, making those easy Z's come easier. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jake, with my crazy travel schedule and ever-changing work demands, consistency feels like a myth. But hey, even if your schedule is unpredictable, try to stick to a rough window for sleep maybe an hour or two earlier on weekdays, and an hour or two later on weekends. Every little bit helps. Next up, let's ditch the pre-bedtime caffeine and alcohol. You know that feeling when you're wired after an afternoon latte? Yeah, not exactly conducive to a peaceful night's rest. Similarly, while that glass of wine might seem tempting before bed, it can actually disrupt your sleep later on. Instead, opt for a common cup of herbal tea, chamomile or lavender, a fantastic choice. Think of it this way. You wouldn't try to power up a high-performance engine with low-grade fuel, right? Treat your body with the same respect, give it what it needs to recharge. Speaking of recharging, let's talk about creating a relaxing bedtime routine. Think of it as a signal to your brain that it's time to wind down. This could be anything from taking a warm bath and reading a book to listening to calming music or doing some gentle stretching. Find what works for you and stick with it. I remember, no screens an hour before bed. The blue light emitted from phones and computers can interfere with your melatonin production, making it harder to fall asleep. Now, let's talk about creating a sleep-conducive environment. Your bedroom should be a sanctuary, dark, cool and quiet. Invest in blackout curtains if you live in a bright area and keep the temperature around 65 degrees Fahrenheit. And hey, if white noise helps you drown out distractions, go for it. Remember, your sleep space should feel like a peaceful oasis, a place where you can truly unwind and relax. Let me tell you a quick story about this. I was once on tour, flying from city to city with a packed schedule. I was constantly exhausted, struggling to sleep in different hotel rooms with unpredictable noise levels and strange beddings. But one night, I decided to pack a little eye mask, earplugs, and a travel pillow just like I had at home. And you know what? It made all the difference. Even though I was still on the go, having those familiar comforts helped me create a sense of calm and consistency, allowing me to finally get some decent shut-eye. So there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways for establishing healthy bedtime habits even when you're constantly on the move. Remember, consistency is key. Ditch the pre-bedtime caffeine and alcohol. Create a relaxing routine, optimize your sleep environment, and don't forget to pack those sleep essentials. Truth is, prioritizing sleep isn't selfish, it's essential for your well-being. It allows you to show up as your best self, both personally and professionally. So go out there, create those healthy bedtime rituals, and get ready to wake up feeling refreshed and ready to conquer the day. And hey, if you find these tips helpful, spread the word. Share this episode with a friend who might need a little sleep boost or leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Until tomorrow night, sweet dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.